Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاه آدم و بني آدم Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, on Madani channel you find many opportunities of learning Ilm-e-Deen and earn thawab in abundance. It is the day of Eid and everybody is happy. Everybody is enjoying and everybody is celebrating. We wish everyone a happy Eid Mubarak, and may you have wonderful Eid, full of good deeds, full of nekis. Before we go further with our discussion, I will request my senior brother Amiruddin Qazi Sahib to recite Naat Sharif, and then we will continue with our discussion, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Nimate baantta جسم تو ذیشان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا میرے مولا میرے آقا تیرے قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتے، آج لے ان کی پناہ، آج مدد مانگ ان سے، آج لے ان کی پناہ، آج مدد مانگ ان سے، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا، پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتے جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، جان و دل ہوش خرد سب تو مدینہ پہنچے، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا، نعمتیں بانٹتا.
الحمدللہ عز و جل، ونس اگین وی ہرڈ دس بیوٹیفل نعت کمپوزڈ بائی سیدنا و مولانا امام احمد رضا خان، امام اہل سنت، فاضل بریلوی، نور اللہ مرقدہ و رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Today is the day of Eid and everyone is happy
and everyone is celebrating. Everyone
is wearing new garments, new clothes, new shoes, and people are decorated. Everyone is trying to look good, to look nice, to fit in the occasion. But there is a poem that talks some serious matters. And the couplets goes like this: لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ. Eid is not for the one who has worn new garments. Eid in reality is for the one who has gained safety from the warnings of punishment. How wonderful this shi'r is, and how real. It's the essence from the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ. So what's your take on this, Qazi Sahab?
Okay, again, this is very appropriate if you think about it. The month of Ramadan is to develop taqwa. Almighty Allah is saying that beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us is the model. So one of the things that we do training in the month of Ramadan is obviously following the best model in everything for us to become close to Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah made it so easy for us to become close to Him, because He says that our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the model. So we must follow this model. That means everything that he does, if we make it as an example in our life, we become successful. So similarly, we come to dressing, as the Sheikh mentioned. What is our concept of dressing? Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the prophet, is a universal prophet for the whole mankind. That means everybody, he should be the model of our dressing. How he dressed, that should be priority for us, and we should tell other people, this is the fashion to follow our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if you want to be successful. But you find many people in the month of Ramadan, they have kurta, topi, even beard. Some grow the beard. But as soon as the moon of Eid is sighted, they go to the barber shop.
Barber shop is busy on that night.
Yeah, and this is shaven completely.
Hmm.
Now, if we say, Rasul Sallallahu, you want to be successful, in the month of Ramadan, you are trying to emulate him. As soon as shaitan is released, he just blows on you. You're going to shave your beard. No more topi, fancy clothing. Now, this something about topi is something that's very concerning because very few people are talking about it. You go to our masajids now, you find many people, even elderly people, are performing salah without topi. Yet we know the sunnah, if you follow sunnah and obey Almighty Allah to follow sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to wear Amama Sharif all the time and a topi under the Amama Sharif. But today people, okay, Amama Sharif, alhamdulillah, we find Daud Islami, it is Amir al-Sunnah that has made it so popular that so many people, vast majority of people who are linked to Daud Islami are wearing Amama Sharif as a norm. Alhamdulillah, as you say, wherever this Daud Islami, is active, you find more and more people being attracted to the Amama Sharif. But now imagine a person even wearing Amama, but on the day of Eid, he's celebrating. So Shaitan comes and celebrate with him. So take the Amama out now, you old-fashioned. Take your beard out, dress up in this designer clothes. And you find many people, they spend lots of money, spending money on designer clothing. And I'll give an example, just slightly aside from this, how people don't listen to their parents. Once, just before Ramadan, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was talking to the benefit of not being extravagant when you eat, about sada khana, simple food, the harms of eating fries and all this kind of thing. And he was very impressed. He said, no, what you're saying is 100%. He went home and he told his family, "Now, from today, we're not going to do all this. We're going to eat simple food, normal food." He came back the next day. His son told me, "If there's no samosa, I'm not going to fast." He was serious. That means they're only fasting to be rewarded at the end of the day. So that's why I say, now, if you disobey Almighty Allah, so many parents, their children will demand from them, even they can't afford it, because they want to be seen as people following fashion, using designer clothing. So what does the first shaykh say? That is not what is required of us. If you don't have the taqwa, the pipe.
Talked about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the model. And he is not just a model, but the best and the perfect model. There cannot be any other model similar to him. And how unfortunate we can be if we leave the best and go for the worst. I mean, these designer clothes and some fashions that we're talking about, they come from actors, singers, you know, soccer players, cricket players, or some other, you know, famous people who mostly are not even Muslims. And if they are Muslims, many of them are rebellious sinners because they don't follow Sharia. Because they have become famous due to their, you know, acting or singing or playing, and they got a lot of money, they got good cars. So people start following them. They are the worst examples because of their way of life, because of their characters.
Because of wrong things that they do. All these people who become famous and with a lot of money, you read stories about them in the newspapers and here and there. And you want to follow them. You want to follow their hairstyle. If they wear earrings, you put earrings.
If they put, you know, nose ring, you put nose ring. If they have tattoos, you want to have tattoos. They're leading you towards the hellfire. The perfect model which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us is the person and personality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to follow him. His life was simple. His clothes were simple. And how nice if you wear clothes on the day of Eid, which are in accordance with Sunnah. And learn from ulama, what are the sunnah way of wearing clothes? And then you can make sets for you. You know, they're like jubba, kurtas, loose clothes. White color is the favorite of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you said, Amama Sharif. How nice it would look if whole Eidgah, 5,000-6,000 people, everybody is wearing Amama Sharif.
What impact that will have on the, yes, on the non-Muslims.
And that's the crown of Arabs, you know. And our deen is, you know, has its roots in Arabs. You know, Quran is in Arabic, Hadith is in Arabic, and we are related to Arab culture. The Sher says very beautifully, Laysal Eidu liman labisal jadeed. Eid is not for that person who's wearing new clothes. Because what he got to celebrate? Actually, the Eid is for the one who feared the warning of punishment. That means he changed his life. He feared, then he corrected himself. He reformed himself. He became a good person, became a good Muslim. He got a reason to celebrate.
So for him is Eid actually. For sinners, it's just a custom.
Yeah.
They're just following custom, that's it.
And then the share goes on and it says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَبَخَّرَ بِالْعُودِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَلَا يَعُودُ. Eid is not for the one who is perfumed with itr or oud. Oud is form of itr. Eid is for the one who repents and does not return to sin. Now, that is the real concept of Eid. That's the real happiness that person does not commit sins. He got a reason to be happy. He got a reason to celebrate. And the one who was holding himself for the whole month from sins, as soon as the moon of Shawwal is sighted, he wants to cover up all that within one night and within one day. So he got all the plans, or she got all the plans to do A, B, C, D, and all these things are najais and haram and pure evil entertainments. So what you think about this share, Qazi Sahab?
See, one is like putting perfume externally. But what actually, the fragrance from your inner side, if that shines, then you are successful. You know you're using this to smell nice. But if your character is stinking, that smell is not going to do anything. So Ramzan is to make your character right. So imagine if you had not made up your mind to improve your character. You're still a cunning person. You're still an evil person. You still think bad of other people. But you just put atar. So he's not going to change you. You're only going to smell nice from the outside.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's all. But the main smell, which Allah loves, is what comes out from inside. The spiritual smell.
But we see a competition of perfume actually on the Eid day.
Yeah.
But all the, you know, high class itars being displayed. It's more money you have, the expensive, you know, perfume you can buy, itar you can buy. A lot of people go for Umrah, Hajj, they bring their stock.
Mm.
You know, genuine oud. That can, yeah, that can stay, you know, on your body for the whole day and attracts people's attention. That's the kind of perfume people look for. Allah knows best what are their intentions.
Yeah, see, like an example now, if say a guy is a businessman, he's got workers that he ill-treat, but day of Eid, he got good perfume and he meets them. Is that going to make them love him more because he smells nice? They know his character. Maybe he's taking out too much work from them, not even paying them properly, not even paying them overtime. But he puts beautiful perfume and meets them for Eid day. So that Eid smell makes them feel better that he is such a good person. So it doesn't change your character.
But wearing itar is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now we're talking about Eid. Eid comes after Ramadan. What have you done in Ramadan? That would be now assessed. But today you put your itar, you did ibadat, you worked very hard, you are deserving for that. Now, as you told me story earlier, you know, a person smoking cigarette in the month of Ramadan, and then he's asking, when is Eid? I mean, how would that perfume help him? He has messed up. He has destroyed that opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Eid is really for the person who repented from his sins. And wala ya'udu, and he does not go back. That means tawbatan nasuh, solid tawbah. Divorcing the life of sin, three divorces completely.
See what they say about tawbah, that you have to first of all acknowledge what you have done is wrong, and then hate what you have done, and then obviously have a firm resolve that you will never do it again.
Promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will never do it again. But people these days, tawbah, 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 tawbah. Tawbah.
But as I say, in the month of Ramadan, you got all the opportunity, knowing Almighty Allah is so merciful. Even if your sins are reaching the sky, but if you're sincere in tawbah, now imagine how much more sincere you should be when Almighty Allah is so merciful in the month of Ramadan, more than other, to make sincere tawbah. That means we know our weaknesses. Make the tawbah and never return to that.
So dearest viewers of Madani Channel, you have heard the beautiful Madani pearls about wearing perfume. Yes, you must wear perfume. You should wear perfume with good intentions, as it is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also think that this external perfume would not perfume yourself, your existence, or your entire personality. You need the perfume of good deeds. You need the perfume of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to have the perfume that your ruh, your spirit has fragrance and it's smelling good. And that would happen if you have good character. You are a good person. You are an upright person. You are a person of taqwa. You are muttaqi. You are a nek person. You are a holy person. So we need to make firm intention that we will make our inner selves perfumed as our outer self is perfumed with the ether and with all other things that we use to smell good on the day of Eid. Okay, then it continues. It says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ نَسَبَ الْقُدُورِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ سَعَدَ بِالْمَقْدُورِ. Eid is not for that person who prepared many tasty dishes of food. Eid is in fact for the one who, up to the possible extent, is pleased with the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he tried to become pious.
Okay, this couplet is very, very striking. This that we talk about, Eid is not only about tasty food. And if a person is satisfied with his taqdeer, that means he got tawakkul on Almighty Allah. You may find a person, even though he fasted, but because he's got no trust in Allah, no tawakkul, because he's got an issue. But imagine if you fasted and you know everything is from Almighty Allah. However long it's going to last, it's going to last. There's nothing you can do to save it. So you will be content with what Allah is testing you with, Allah Azza wa Jal. But imagine a person who's got this worry, hasn't got this trust in Allah, he's not content, he's not worried about taqdeer is from Almighty Allah. Even with all the luxury food, he's not going to enjoy the taste of it as well. Though he's got all this food, other people will come, enjoy the food, that, but he still, that means Eid is for those people who are satisfied with what Allah, whatever he meets against them, whatever he tests them with, they say yes. That's why you find the pious people, the walid of Allah, they, if they don't have a problem, they say in 40 days, they turn to Almighty Allah. Because imagine, they say that if you have sabr, Almighty Allah gives you so much reward that is behisab for sabr. The ajar, the, mean the reward for any test that Almighty Allah gives you. So imagine if Almighty Allah is actually giving us a favor by sending problems to us. That means with sabr, some scholars have mentioned, you reach a status in your spirituality that even any amount of ibadat can't give you. Because one, ibadat connects you to Allah. But when you have trust in Allah, that means you got, obviously, you believe in Allah's whatever He's meeting in for you to test you. And you pass it the test. And Almighty Allah rewards you even more. So this share is telling us that, it's telling us in this month of Ramadan, that Eid has come. So whatever you have fasted, Almighty Allah is blessing you in this month. And He loves you because you have fasted. You have taken all this, He's going to reward you. So trust in Allah. So whatever is in your life is from Almighty Allah. Whenever Almighty Allah decides to take it away, He's going to take it. So have tawakkul and inshallah and become pious. This is piety. That means you have trust in Allah in whatever is in your life.
Yes, it is very true that mere having a lot of new dishes, different tastes of food, and enjoying the taste but not pondering upon responsibilities that we have come with as Muslims. Month of Ramadan went, we did not do much ibadat. We acted as lazy people, did not respond to the guest of Allah that came to us in the form of Ramadan. But today we want to wear the best clothes and we want to eat the best foods, best dishes. So it's not befitting to the character of that person who does not obey Allah, but he wants to eat the best, he wants to wear the best. So this share actually gives us awakening that wake up and be careful. You know, certain things are deserved by certain people. People who obeyed, it's their day. They should be given this gift of nice dishes, nice clothes. Not for the one that's disobedient. He should have been sitting in shame somewhere in the corner. But he's out in the middle jumping everywhere. That I'm happy, today's Eid. Then the poet says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ رَاكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Eid is not for the one who rides a smart conveyance, smart transportation. Eid is for the one who has left out sins. There's competition on the day of Eid for the cars. People keep their best cars hidden in their garages. And on the time like somebody's wedding or on the day of Eid, they take out. And then there are points where people get together. Like in South Africa and Johannesburg, place called Zoo Lake. So everyone goes there to show off their cars, the music that they have set up in their cars, and then the designer clothes, as you said, men, women, girls, boys, intermingling, evil-sightedness. Whole month, ibadat, taraweeh, Quran, fasting, duas, charity, sadaqah, khairat. What happened all of a sudden that within one day, people want to lose everything? So this share is really befitting to our condition of today, that just by driving these nice cars and having nice vehicles, you know, that doesn't mean that it's Eid for you. Eid is for that person who left sinning, who reformed, who changed, who has made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I'm changing my life. I will not live in the darkness of life of sin anymore, life of disobedience anymore, transgression. That life I would not live anymore. I want to live now pure and upright life. Eid is for that person. And then the poet goes further and he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ بَسَطَ الْبَسَاطَ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ جَاوَزَ الصِّرَاطَ. Eid is not for that person who makes the high quality floors in his palace, in his mansion, in his house. High quality floors these days, very expensive, marble, expensive tiles, imported from Italy, imported from here, imported from there. The shayar says, no, Eid is not for that person. Eid is for that person who is able to cross the bridge of Sirat. That's the success. Now, unfortunately, people are too engaged and absorbed totally and spend their whole life building a house. It's like their lifetime's achievement is to build a house, and the tile must be like this, the paint must be like this, the roof tiles must be like this, the windows must be like this, and the cupboards and the wood color and all that, fantastic. So they feel, now we are happy. Happy, when you're happy, that's your Eid. You got that house, that's your Eid. So the poet says, no, you got no Eid. Because you're still sinning. You're still disobeying. You're still a disobedient person. You're still oppressing, making zulm upon yourself and upon others. You're violating people's rights. You are deceiving, you are cheating, you are lying. And you say, no, I'm happy. Today is my Eid. No, Eid is not for that person. Eid is for that person who does things which would help him to cross the bridge of Sirat. He's person of Iman, Sayyul Aqidah. All his Aqidahs are right. He does not compromise. He does not sell his Aqidah for the sake of business or for the sake of marriage or for the sake of family. Or for the sake of, you know, somebody mustn't feel bad. No, he's truthful, he's genuine. Because all other amal, good deeds are based on sahih aqeedah. So, Eid is for that person. On top of that, he does the good deeds. You know, he obeys Allah. He obeys the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not transgressor. He does not violate the limits of Allah. So Eid is for that person, because then these things will help him to cross the bridge of Sirat. As it's famous that on the day of Eid, Hazur Sayyidina Ghaus al-Azim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting and he was sad. People noticed that he was sad. And they said, today is the day of Eid, day of happiness, day of celebration, day of rejoicing. everybody is rejoicing, everybody is expressing the joy and happiness. It is the right occasion for that. It's befitting to our culture. So, oh, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir, why are you sad? His famous reply, which actually I'm sure has changed the lives of millions. He said, people are happy, they're celebrating. But my Eid will be on that day when I take my Iman with me in the qabr. When I leave this world with Iman and really speaking. That is the day of Eid if you left this world with Iman. I mean, what's the use of all these comforts and luxuries and mansions and big, big houses and big cars and servants working for you and you live like, you know, king, prince, princess, you know, queens, whatever. Very good, comfortable life, but when you went into the qabr, then the qabr becomes a ditch from the ditches of hell. It's full of scorpions and snakes and insects. Is that an Eid for someone? So Eid is actually when you leave this palace and enter into another palace. So your qabr becomes garden from the gardens of paradise. So you don't worry about your Iman. People don't worry about the Iman. So Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala teaches us that it's a day of Eid, it's a day of lesson, it's a day of thinking very deep, it's a day of pondering upon many realities. See where their mindset reaches, where his thoughts have reached. Who will think on the day of Eid? Because everybody's in the mood of, you know, having some fun. But people of Allah, they are conscious about the truth and the reality. Say, I will be happy the day I know I left this dunya with Iman. And it's very dangerous if we do not care about, you know, what's going to happen to our Iman at the time of death. Ulama Ikram have said that people who do not worry about losing Iman at the time of death, there is danger that such people might lose Iman. Because Shaitan comes, he comes in the form of mother, he comes in the form of father that you trust the most. And he comes and he says, oh my son, oh my beloved, you know, after my death I realized which religion is the right religion. So Shaitan comes in the form of father and says, become Christian, become Jew, become Hindu, become this, become that, become idol worshipper, and you will go into Jannat. Who can save you at that time? You know, you're dying, you're in pain, you're in difficulty, and then your father comes, your mother comes, and they're telling you, take this last minute. Only Allah can save you, your Iman, at that time. So this should be our permanent fikr and worry and dua that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, save my Iman at the time of death. Protect me from the tricks of shaitan. Once again, towards the end, I congratulate and give Mubarak to each and everyone, viewers, listeners, for this beautiful, wonderful Eid al-Fitr, and try your level best to spend this day in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from all evils, and may Allah give us tawfiq to follow the beautiful sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Eid, the truth. reflection of happiness. Eid, the true reflection of happiness. Eid, the true reflection of happiness. Eid, the true reflection of happiness.